This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. It may feel like summer is just getting going, but some retailers are already looking ahead to a different holiday season, about 5 months away. To see how the prep is going, we checked in with one of our retail regulars, who right now is dividing her time between pool toys and Christmas wrapping paper.
This is Irene Kesselman of Alley Cat Toys in Carrboro, North Carolina. Our business this summer has been very steady. We are selling everything from pool toys and beach toys to Pokemon to puzzles. I think slime has started to make a comeback, believe it or not, as much as parents may or may not want to hear. But the middle of the summer for our store, at least, and I believe other toy stores, is the time of transition. We're selling the beach toys, but we're also getting ready for back to school. We've started to receive backpacks and lunch boxes, and we've even actually started to sell them. Our prices from COVID, we're looking at a lot of things that are either steady or have risen a little bit. We have seen more and more notices come through pertaining to shipping costs. Vendors are going back to offering free shipping at a certain level that is more attainable than it was during times of COVID. Within a month, we will be buying holiday wrapping paper and picking out the colors of the ribbons that will coincide with the paper. And yes, we buy it this early because we have to start making bows. Our staff works starting in, actually next month, making garbage bags full of bows. So we're not caught in the middle of the busy season stopping to have to do that task. My manager, Ariel, and myself are getting ready to go to one of the biggest toy and gift shows in Atlanta in 2 weeks. We will be spending 3 full packed days of writing orders. We go to reps, showrooms, and we can expect to stay anywhere from a half an hour to 3-4 hours with one person. And pencil in hand, we go around the showroom and we write orders from this point on, and we spread them out until December. And in some cases, we're even starting to buy for Easter of next year and Valentine's Day, because that is how it goes in the life of a toy store buyer.
That buyer was Irene Kesselman, owner of Alley Cat Toys in Carrboro, North Carolina. If you've got a small business of your own, we'd love to hear how your summer is going. You can share your story at marketplace.org/myeconomy.